Amos chapter 3. Hear this word that the Lord has spoken against you, O people of Israel, against the whole family I brought up out of the land of Egypt. You only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore I will punish you for all your sins. Do two walk together without having agreed to it? Does a lion roar in the forest when it has no prey? Does a young lion roar from its den if it has caught nothing? Does a bird dive into a snare on the ground where there is no bait? Does a trap spring from the ground when there is nothing in it? If the trumpet alarm is blown in the city, do the people not fear? Will disaster happen to a city when the Lord has not been involved? Surely the sovereign Lord does not do anything without revealing his plan to his servants, the prophets. The lion has roared, who will not fear? The sovereign Lord has spoken, who will not prophesy? Proclaim to the fortresses at Ashdod and in the fortresses in the land of Egypt. Assemble yourselves on the mountains of Samaria and see what great chaos is happening there and what oppression is in its midst. For they do not know how to do right, says the Lord. They store up violence and plunder in their fortresses. Therefore, this is what the sovereign Lord says. An enemy will surround the land. He will pull down their strong defenses, and your fortresses will be looted. This is what the Lord says. As the shepherd rescues out of the mouth of the lion just a couple legs or a piece of an ear, so the people of Israel will be rescued who sit in Samaria on just a corner of a bed or a couch from Damascus. Listen and testify against the house of Jacob, says the sovereign Lord, the God of hosts. For in the day I punish the crimes of Israel, I will also punish the altars of Bethel. The horns of the altar will be cut off and fall to the ground. I will demolish the winter house along with the summer house, and the houses of ivory will perish, and the great houses will be swept away, says the Lord. Amos chapter 3.